This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips it down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. I'm just going to be brutally honest with you. This has been an insane morning for yours truly. Not in a bad way, in a good way. I've been on the phone with multiple different people in multiple different situations. And if I'm being honest with you, I was very close to a very big interview at 12:30. I was on the phone with that particular person, and I could tell it would have been a big interview, would have attracted a lot of attention. I'm talking to this particular individual, and I can just see they're uncomfortable. I can feel it over the phone. And so we are going to revisit that in another day, because I know what it's like to be in their shoes. And you want to help somebody out. I got a relationship with them. They know it's going to do a lot of good things. But for them, I want them to be comfortable. I don't want to do anything that they're not cool with. And so out of respect for them, I suggested, hey, maybe a time down the road. That being said, like I said, I've been on the phone with multiple people to multiple different things, multiple different sources. By the way, for those listening who trust me with information, I do appreciate that. And my priority as a former player, first and foremost, I might even say second and third, with all due respect to the shows that I do. I'm a former player, first, second, and third. I will always respect someone's privacy and wishes first. All right, so I want that to be known. But thank you to everyone who has opened up to me as a source since I started doing the show, but it just continues to grow, and especially recently. But we are going to talk about the transfer portal, the insanity, what's going on at Nebraska, what the overall numbers look like. Emmett Johnson, going on a different topic, is now gone, as we know. Okay, one of the situations that I spoke to a source about was the Emmett Johnson situation on another topic here, and they shared some stuff, and I was like, what are you okay with me sharing, if anything? And so I do have, from a source with good knowledge of the Emmett Johnson situation, I do have a message from this particular source to share on their behalf. Emmett's on the way back to Minnesota right now. I think he's on an airplane. So he's doing his thing. I will share that in a minute. This first segment's going to be crazy loaded with all of that information. The second segment, well, before we get to that, Carriker's Trivia Challenge today, which, as always, includes a prize. But what's that number they can call into, Jake?
402-464-5685.
We have increased the level of prize awesomeness. I think that's a good phrase to use, because per Automotive Solutions, you can get a $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions at 2042040 Southwest 5th Street in Lincoln. The conditions for this are very, very simple. You must make an appointment, good for mechanical repairs, preventative maintenance services, or maintenance services and or vinyl services. It is all caps, transferable, expires 180 days after receipt is picked up by the listener, to be validated by the station upon picking it up. You can pick it up right here at 93.7 The Ticket Studios at 11th and O. So today, normally you have to be the fifth caller. This thing's going to keep evolving as we go along. And if insanity ever chills out, maybe it never will, and that's okay. It gives us plenty to talk about. Well, I don't know if it's the best for college football, but it is what it is right now. If it ever chills out, we will refine how this is going to work each and every day going forward. Today, we're doing bringing back Carriker's Trivia Challenge. Jake, do I get to know the topic of what the challenge is going to be today? Because normally I know the opponent we're going to play. We got I was going to say an 8-month bye week, but we do have a bowl game. So we got a few weeks of a bye week. So what is the topic at least on today?
Well, it's conference championship weekend. So I'm focused on that.
All right. So the topic is conference championship weekend here in college football. So take on yours truly. If you can defeat me, you will win a $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions. And I'm going to be honest with you. I want to do this like the first person to call in, call that number. What's the number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
The first person to call in, we're going to do a Characters Trivia Challenge, and you can win a $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions. And then the second segment today, I'm going to look ahead to those college football championship games this weekend. Oregon, Penn State, Texas, gag me you versus Georgia. Then you've got SMU versus Clemson, because who would have predicted that'd be an ACC championship matchup 3 years ago? And then you got Arizona State. By the way, they were picked to finish 16th out of 16 teams in the Big 12. All right, and they're going to be taking on Iowa State in the Big 12 championship. Also, Boise State, UNLV. We'll chat about that. There was something interesting that stuck out to me about the ACC championship, the Big 12 championship, and the Mountain West championship. They all have something related that doesn't make any sense in any way, shape, or form related to the college football playoff, and I'm going to dive into that. Then we're going to end the show today talking, I love to talk, all Husker sports. Volleyball, first round of the playoffs tonight, Florida A&M. I mean, I don't want to put bad juju out there. I feel confident in our team, but they did lose to Florida A&M. What was it, like 2004, 2005? So it's the revenge matchup almost 2 decades later. And also Nebraska men's and women's basketball are having really good seasons so far. All right, the women's basketball team is ranked, had another great win earlier this week. All right, but let's start with Emma Johnson entering the transfer portal and transfer portal insanity. All right, so here is some of the production from the running back position that will not be back next year. All right, with Ramir gone and Gabe entering the transfer portal and Emmett entering the transfer portal, 765 rush yards, 432 receiving yards, and 5 touchdowns. All right, and as I mentioned, I believe yesterday's show, maybe it was Tuesday, I think it was yesterday, you know, Dante, who's coming back, was tied for second in the Big Ten when it came to rushing touchdowns on the season. Obviously, Quentin Ives is still in the room. We brought in two young freshman running backs who look to be very promising. In fact, Connor Booth was just announced, I believe, today or either late last night, I believe today, is the Gatorade Player of the Year. All right, the Nebraska Football Player of the Year. So congratulations to the man who put up video game-like numbers this past season in high school here in the state of Nebraska. So congrats to Connor. He's going to be in that room. When it comes to Emmett, all right, this is tough for me because I'm just going to be blunt. I know more than I'm going to share. I'm going to share what they've been, the source asked me to share, and I'm going to try to walk the line of sharing as much as I can while prioritizing, respecting what this source does not want me to share on Emmett's behalf. So the first thing they wanted to make incredibly clear is it's not about money. And I know you're going to like shake your heads and everything else. Per this conversation, I'm pretty good at reading people. I've lived all over the place. I know what it's like to grow up on the wrong side of a not so nice town. You don't know if you're going to get in a fight from day to day. I know what it's like to move into a middle class area and then fortunate enough to move up to the next type of area, which is pretty nice. I've seen all sorts of things, and I'm pretty good at reading people. Nobody bats 1,000, but I could tell when they told me this was not about money, I believed them. Okay? Not as the major factor. That was reiterated several times. And at first, I was kind of like nodded, okay. I believed them. All right? Not about money. Now, nobody's spoken directly to Emmett because that would be tampering. You can't do that until Monday. But he has an agent. And through the agent, there's been about 20, at least 20 was the words that were used, at least 20 teams that have reached out from multiple different conferences. There is a lot of interest that is there. So as you can imagine, whatever happens, he's got options. It was also told to me, Nebraska is not completely out of the equation. I will give you my personal opinion on how likely I think it is that he does or does not come back. It is my opinion because all that was told to me is it's not out of the equation. All right. Now, some of the factors as for going in. The relationship with the former OC was not great. There was frustration due to lack of play time early on. It was mentioned in the Colorado game, either 0 or 1 carries, as an example, was slated to be the starter
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
And all of a sudden changed before the start of the season, which I was not completely aware of, okay, before the season started, and then it changed. There was disrespect that was felt via playtime, via other things. Some of it, you know, may have been relationship-wise, okay, with the former OC, even other individuals in that football building, certain things that were perceived disrespect, were seen and allowed to continue to happen. And that did not help the situation. Now, what should be clarified is I was told that he likes Dana a lot. He likes Dana Holgorsen a lot. And the reason Nebraska is still in the conversation is because of Dana Holgorsen. And the last two or three games, all of a sudden, he's getting the ball more. He's getting more opportunities. He shows what he can do. And that's directly related to Dana. Since he's entered the portal, all right, Dana is the only one, but he has reached out and tried to speak with him. I don't know if they've actually connected. That's something I don't actually know of. The feeling I got is they had connected, but with the words that were used was Dana is the one who has reached out. So if you listen to those words, it means nobody else has. All right. So that is what I understand. That is what I have been informed. They're okay with relaying. Do I know more? Yes. Am I going to betray somebody's trust? No. That is priority 1, 2, and 3 to me. So to sum everything up, and as I'm talking, I'm going to make sure I didn't leave anything out, and then I'll give my opinion based on the conversation with this trusted source on what may or may not happen. All right. Not about money. And again, I shook my head on the phone. They couldn't see me. Obviously, we're on the phone. And I was like, okay, everybody's going to say that. I legit do not think it's about that. Are there opportunities out there? As I mentioned, 20 or more already have spoken with the agent. The transfer portal actually opens Monday, December 9th. Okay. And so there's options. Now, in the portal, he's going to go. It's not definitive whether he's going to come back to Nebraska or not. It is an option. The relationship with the former OC and some things that were allowed to happen was not great. The fact that they were allowed to continue to happen did not make what I am told, per this trusted source, Emmett feel very, very happy about certain things. There was a level of disrespect that was felt. Okay. And trying to make sure there's nothing I'm leaving out that should be that I was asked to share with the fine folks at home. We're obviously staying in the lines that I've been asked to stay into. I think that about covers it all. Really likes Dana. Basically, Dana's the reason Nebraska's still an option. So here is my take on this. And if I'm being honest with you, I was tempted not to give my opinion on this because I don't know the Husker fans are going to like it, and I personally hope that I'm wrong. The feeling I get is Nebraska is an option. Dana is the reason. But I don't get the feeling, and it's the tone of voice that I heard on the phone from this source. It's the tone of voice. And I don't get the feeling that there's over a 50% chance he's coming back to Nebraska. I'll put it that way. It's on the table. I don't feel like the odds are in favor of it happening. I hope to God I'm wrong. I said, hey, can you tell Emmett for me? Okay. And I've interviewed Emmett in the past and I've spoken with Emmett in the past, but you know, at times like this, players want their space and he's going home, like I mentioned. So can you relay for me that I hope he comes back, but he's got to do what's best for him. And I respect that. So that is everything on that front. I don't think I've ever spoken that slowly on this show. I think that's what happens when you think before you speak, which I don't often do, right, Jake?
That's right.
You're not supposed to agree that quickly. All right. Now, the transfer portal as a whole. Okay. So when you look at, I mean, my goodness, the amount of players, let me see if I can find this, the amount of players that have gone in, and this was sent to me right before. So I've not been able to confirm these numbers, but there's expected to be roughly 20,000 football players throughout the entirety of this offseason. And it is a bit of a projection because it's the entirety of the offseason that are expected to go into the portal. Just think about that number. All right, Adam. Well, how many openings are there? That's the question. There's about 3,500 to 4,000. I think it's under 4,000 actual openings that are expected to be available, especially with the roster numbers going down to 105. And for those who asked me yesterday, I did a speaking gig up at Holy Ghost. It's the 50th anniversary of that going on up in Omaha. They've had, oh my gosh, legends from Bob Devaney to Osborne to Ron Brown to all sorts of people go up there and do it. And I, it's the first time I've ever been asked to do it. Had a blast, went way over time, but people seem to enjoy it. Okay. But I was asked, hey, so is it like, how's that scholarship work though? So you can still bring in 20 walk-ons. No, they have legislated out the walk-ons out of college football. It is 105 players, 105 scholarships, no walk-ons. The good news is more players will get scholarships. If we're being honest, you could have 85 scholarships and just give the other 20 guys NIL to offset it if you wanted to. So I don't know how much of a difference it is. Ultimately, less guys are going to get to play college football. And I absolutely hate the fact that the walk-on way of life programs for these colleges have been legislated out of college football. But the amount of players that are expected to go into the transfer portal is absolutely insane. And then another person sent me something, okay? 31,000 overall collegiate athletes are anticipated to go in. And this is the number I really want to verify. This person said 45% of them will find a home. Can you imagine how many that leaves out there? I was actually surprised that the number was 45%. I felt like that was high. I would have guessed 33% at the most, like 30, 40 at the most, 25. I wouldn't have been shocked. The amount of people that are in the portal, the reduced roster sizes, the fact that the grass isn't always greener. You go into this unknown space with high expectations and some people are greeted with open arms and some people are unfortunately left floating in that space out there. All right. So let's look at a couple of things here. All right. Well, first of all, Kentucky's top two wide receivers are in the portal. All right. Berry and Brown, Dane Key. Their tight end is in the portal as well. So we'll see. D Shorts. All right. Jordan Dingle's Kentucky's tight end from last year, starting tight end. So their top two wide receivers, their top tight end, are in the portal, or going to be in the portal. I keep saying in the portal. They're going in the portal on December 9th. So let's see what happens. I can't help but wonder if a lot of the defensive players that we have entered the portal, I mean, Terrence Knighton this morning tweeted out a whole Florida State thing. We knew it was coming. All right. And I wonder how many are going to go down there. And I wonder how many Kentucky players might end up here. I mean, this is the roster swapping that could potentially happen is just crazy. Now, portal entries by team, number, amount for the Big Ten. Purdue has 14, 111, that'll do it. Wisconsin 13, rough end of the season. Nebraska 11, all right, UCLA 7, Indiana, USC 6, Iowa, Minnesota, Northwestern 5, Michigan 4, Maryland 3, Ohio State 3, no playoffs for them, I guess. Penn State 2, them as well. Washington 2, Illinois 1, Michigan State retaining everybody. Jonathan Smith, the former Oregon State quarterback and head coach, retaining everybody. Oregon 0, number 1 in the country, undefeated. That helps. Rutgers 0. I find that interesting. Is there anything on the text line I should be addressing right now, Jake? I know you're working on Carriker's Trivia Challenge. By the way, have we got a caller in? I've been talking so much, people haven't even had a chance to call in.
We do. We have Lee on the line.
Wait. All right. I will be quiet, though. I mean, my God, it's the loaded show each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to bring on the caller. We're going to do Carriker's Trivia Challenge, and then we will resume with so many things to talk about. I'm actually sitting here. I don't know if you can see this random photo, the most 90s photo in existence. It's Lewis, Carl Carlton, from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's Family Matters, Steve Urkel, and it's A.C. Slater from Saved by the Bell back in the day playing a basketball game, a pickup basketball game together, if you can see that there, yeah. Jake, so not to bounce all over the place. But it's time for Carriker's Trivia Challenge. All right, who we got?
We do have Lee on the line. Lee's not there, so we do need somebody to call in.
Do we got another caller? I spoke too long. Do we got another caller? Or I can dive right back into these topics.
402-464-5685. We do have a caller.
All right, let's do it.
But we got to get somebody to answer the phone back there.
Aha. All right, so here's what we'll do. Why don't we take a break? I pushed it right up to break anyways. We will do Carriker's Trivia Challenge when we come back. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. It's crazy in Husker Nation right now.